Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. And the truth is, Alex English.
Number two, baby.
I was a kid. This dude, 8-time NBA All-Star, 3-time All-NBA Basketball Hall of Famer, Morning Hall of Famer.
Good morning. Good morning.
Alex, I never do stuff like this. I will tell you, I have your jersey framed at my house.
Well, thank you.
You were one of the best players I've ever seen, man. And I just had to say that today off the bat. I'm having a fanboy moment, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm okay with it.
If you're about this age.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, if you're about this age, Alex English, putting up some numbers, boy. After game one of the finals, how are you feeling about the Nuggets?
Feeling great. You know, I thought that looking at the first game, you know, it's going to be – it's like a boxing match. You know, you throw the first punch, and then the other team's got their opportunity to counter and throw another punch, and it keeps going that way until you get a winner. I thought the Nuggets threw a punch that Miami's going to have a difficult time trying to overcome. You know, first of all, they've got, I think, the numbers, you know, the matchups. The matchups are just a difficult thing, I think will be a difficult thing for Miami. They've got, Denver's got too many big people, and the big people are good people. They play great basketball.
Mm. Alex, you were obviously a former scoring champ, one of the best, one of the unmatched scorers and drivers of your generation. Getting a chance to watch something of a new generation with a transformative player. I said it earlier before, similar to Steph with the way he's transformed the game with a 3-point shot, you're almost seeing what he is able to do as released to Nikola Jokic. What do you see when you watch him play from your perspective?
You know, I was listening to the commentators last night, and I thought that Mark Jackson had made a great statement. He said that Nikola Jokic makes everybody else a weapon on the floor. And I said, hey, that's very profound, because that's what he does. They've got to put so much focus on what he does that they let up on the other guys, and you can't do that because – you know, they've got good basketball players. I think he should have been the MVP again this year because he does so many things for his teams. He makes his team better, and that's what an MVP does.
Alex, do you think – I'm sorry, can I have one more for him too? Alex, do you think it's the fact that a lot of people – like in the Midwest or East Coast, don't get a chance to see him play? Because, you know, it feels like over the last 2 years, I thought he was deserving of winning MVP. And obviously on this stage, people get a chance to see how much he makes everybody a weapon. But do you think it's lack of visibility?
Possibly. They used to say that when the Denver Nuggets played, when I played, you know, because they didn't have cable TV until the latter part of my career. And network only showed the top teams. But I think with the internet and, you know, all these different channels that show games and NBA channel, I think people get an opportunity to see the greatness of this guy. But they just refuse to accept that, you know, this slow white guy is an MVP. You know, he does so many things on the floor that they don't realize that, you know, it was a pass that he made in the game last night. You have to be, and you being a basketball player, you know that you have to have that kind of court sense to make that pass at the right moment, at the right time, so that the player gets it and goes right up for an easy layup. He makes those kinds of things happen throughout the game.
Alex English here on KJM. Alex, you were, you know, an all-star, all-NBA crazy talent in your day, and people of our age, of my age, Jay's, the Keys, you know, oh, Alex English. And you got to the Western Conference Finals. What was it, 84-85? Was that 84-85?
I think it was 85.
85.
Yeah, 84-85.
84-85 against the Lakers and ran into a player like that, Magic Johnson, right? Like, you guys were good, but you ran into Kareem was still there. Magic, Worthy's there at this point. just too much talent on that team and a guy like Magic who can control the whole offense. What is that like running into a player like that in their prime, as you did in the Western Conference Finals on a loaded team?
Well, just imagine that Nikola Jokic is the Magic Johnson of his day.
Right.
And could possibly do a bit more, but he's a Magic Johnson. He makes things happen on the floor. And you got to remember that, you know, it wasn't just Kareem and Magic. They had James Worthy on that team.
Byron
as well.
Scott too by then, right? So,
and Byron Scott. So he had the players on his team that he made weapons, and which is what Nikola Jokic does. He's got such a talented group of guys around him. And if you look at the box scores and look at the contributions of the other players around him, what they did, and just imagine that he probably had a 50% part of them doing what they did, because, you know, he's a passer, he's a rebounder, he does those little things that make other players better.
Alex, what is it that the Nuggets need to guard against becoming complacent in this situation against an undermanned Miami Heat team if they plan on finishing the deal?
Just what you said, they've got to guard against complacency. They've got to come out and play the way they play. And listening to the telecast and listening to Kentavious Pope on the sideline, yeah, I don't think he'll let them fall into that. You know, he's always pushing. Mike Malone's always pushing. They've got people on that team that's reminding them what it takes to be a winner. Pope has a championship, and he's telling them, this is what you've got to do. We did it this game. We've got to come out the next game. I mean, don't think that this team got here, you know, without being a good team, a good quality team. I mean, you saw what they did in the Eastern Conference, and you've just got to be ready to play every night. And I think they've got that kind of focus. They want to win a championship this year.
Alex, there's been a lot of talk around coaches in the league, and, you know, yesterday I was on First Take and kind of got into a little bit of a spat with Stephen A. about who the best coach in basketball is, and names get floated. Ty Lue, obviously, with the Clippers. You know, you have Eric Spoelstra with the Miami Heat, and seeing what he's been able to accomplish in his career, having tutelage of Pat Riley and Mickey Arison. But a name that doesn't come up as much is Michael Malone. What do you see in Michael Malone as a coach, and what makes him unique? And should his name start to enter those type of conversations?
Well, I mean, you've got to look at what the Denver Nuggets have done since he's been there. They've been winners. They have been winners the whole time. I can remember when I was coaching in Toronto, and Mike Malone, he would come and coach the Toronto Olympic team. He would spend a lot of time with them and watching the work ethic and the knowledge that he has about the game. He is a great coach. You listen to what he's telling his guys on the sidelines and how they perform for him. You've got to put him in that list, that category of great coaches. And I think as the years go by and the Nuggets continue to do what they do, what they're doing, I think that people will begin to do that, because I think he deserves it.
It does seem to me like on that this team, the question, the big question around Jokic was not how good he was. That's obvious on offense. But what could he do in the playoffs with a healthy squad? Because in the bubble, he was good in one series, but not in the Lakers series as much. When they came back against the Clippers, he was good. But Jamal Murray was really the star of the show. And then Jokic took it to another level, but then Jamal Murray and Porter were hurt. The question was, what are they going to do when they're all healthy? If this is the answer, and the series is far from over, but if this is the answer, is this the new... Jay was comparing them to the Warriors from several years ago.
I agree.
This the beginning of something like that?
I agree with Jay. I think that, you know, if they can stay healthy, they keep the players and keep bringing in players that contribute to this team, they could start a new championship on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Alex English, ladies and gentlemen, one of the all time, I hope you don't mind me saying, one of the all time great underrated squad, I think, is Alex English. Like, everyone in our generation knows how great he is.
Underrated to me. Please.
But the point is, you know what I'm saying. Not among people who watched him. Is that an insult to be told on the all-time underrated squad, Alex?
No, it's not an insult. I feel the same. You know, for me to not be named to the top 75, was a very big disappointment. You know, I feel my body of work for the time that I played speaks for itself. And you know, to be the top scorer in a decade, it's bewildering to me. Why would that not be part of the criteria? So, but anyway, it's water under the bridge now, and you know, I move on with my life. I know what I do, what I did, and I know there are people that appreciated it.
Alex, I've always wanted to ask you this because that was one of the biggest questions I've been thinking about as it relates to that. Do you think that had to do with playing in Denver?
I'm sure it did. You know, like I said, my opening statement is people didn't get a chance to see a lot of what we did. We were in the playoffs for, I think, 8-9 years in a row. And in that 1 year we got to the Western Conference Finals, I broke my thumb, got an elbow from Kareem and broke my thumb. And, you know, we had an early ending. But, you know, they don't know Denver. They didn't know Denver. But I think now there's no excuse because you've got all this media out there and all these networks that show games, and people are so connected to the internet. They've got to see and know that this squad is a very unique squad.
Alex English, ladies and gentlemen, who I completely agree should have been on the All 75 after 75 years of the NBA team. And for kids who don't know, I'm trying to think of like the niche that Alex English, you know how people think of KD and Tracy McGrady, let's say, as a pair of great small forwards, you know, in or around the same era, although McGrady came first, George Gervin and Alex English. There you go. Those are the two guys that I think of at that position when I was a kid, at least. Alex English.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Alex English, thanks a million for jumping on with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Hi, I appreciate it.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Max, you know, I noticed something. Not a lot of calls today from Miami fans.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Stacy, don't hear you calling in too much. Elsie, yesterday you gave me a very stern talking to. You want to call on the show today?
Miami's been quiet, and you and Key have been all over the Heat, and Key was all over the Dolphins, too. A lot of anti-Miami sentiment on this show today.
What's up there, old young fella?
What's up there, young boy?
Go on, give me your game plan there now, Jay. What
you going to do down there, young boy?
You see what Miami Heat going to do to the Nuggets and them? Woo!
Tell Uncle Key.
You see that by Spice when Spicy pulling up in those old school outfits and he got the hat on, the chains on Key, and he sticks the leg up as he gets out of the Cadillac. That's what this song reminds me of.
Little Killerman.
You got the beeper on. What you doing? Let me go check my beeper there, young boy. My Bluetooth.
Jay. I want to hear what you got to say about the game plan, though.
Okay, first up, let's talk about the Miami Heat for this game coming up over the weekend. I think you're going to see it more of Kevin Love. Now, Kevin Love won't be great defensively, but Kevin Love has a great IQ, and body position-wise, he's a person that can buy time for Miami to play slightly bigger with both him and Bam Adebayo. Plus, K-Love on the offensive side of the floor can space the floor with shooting ability, and I think it's going to be key. So look for a bigger dose of Kevin Love. Pick and roll with Jokic. The way Jokic is playing a drop cover, there are going to get shots. You see, Jimmy Butler was able to do that. Gabe Vincent was able to do that. That is something that you should continue to double down on because you will get mid-range shots that will be open. And they got to continue to shoot the shots they got, man. They got open looks. They got open looks. Mastruz is not going to go 0 of 10 again for a donut. You know, Duncan Robinson is not going to miss the entire bucket when he shot the ball one time. So continue to be who you are, be aggressive, and I think that is the game plan, and utilize more of the zone because the zone really slowed down a lot of the two-man game with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Vice versa for Denver, I think you're going to see a lot more Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray pick and roll, right? Because Jimmy Butler is guarding Aaron Gordon, and one thing that you saw to begin, whenever they switched with that Jamal Murray,
it was a mismatch.
Right to the post. So Jimmy stopped switching. So they start going over, under different screens. So Jamal Murray is going to get a heavy dose early if they start running more of that. And second, I think especially in game two, I know there's a tendency for Nikola Jokic to get everybody involved. But if Miami does start off in zone, I think the Joker has to be aggressive right from the beginning. Reverse engineer it. Be aggressive, attack, score, and shoot. Because the sooner you can get them out of that zone by busting up the zone, I think the rest of the game is going to open up for Denver offensively. And that's when guys like KCP, guys like Michael Porter Jr., all these guys are going to get going early. And if they're going to sag off him and give him that mirroring shot, if they want him to drop 50, then go ahead and be aggressive and drop 50. Take what the game gives you.
That makes sense.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Nuggets run. You mentioned it earlier. Look, that you have to continue to take those shots and hit the open shots if you're the Heat. But you've also pointed out at different times throughout these playoffs, for example, with the Celtics and earlier in this show with the Heat, what you can do. It's almost like in sports when you go about it the right way, the shots fall. Like you're being rewarded by the sports god somehow for your process. And here they were getting open shots, but they weren't hitting them. What can they do to increase the chances that they start to hit those open shots, Jay?
I mean, today is mild cardio day and shots up day if you're Miami, right? You're going through walkthrough. You're not going to have a hard practice, but they're going to be doing conditioning, like riding the bike, acclimating to the wind, right? Acclimating to that altitude, which I think they've gotten through. So it's almost key what we saw from the Lakers, even though the Lakers dropped it. But like now having another day in Denver, shoot around, workout, conditioning to a degree. Like I think we'll see a different Miami Heat team over the weekend. Different team.
Like you said, the acclimated in the cold tubs, massages, just relax, get off your feet, not anything hard pressed. And now you're there for several days. So it should be a different outcome. But I still believe that the Nuggets will win the game. But it should be a different type of game, the way it looks.
I could also wonder how much Tyler Hero will be used. And can he give them spurts and energy burst off the bench, right? That's why I kind of said there's a Jamal Crawford-like feel. Not saying his game, but what the offensive punch.
At least get to the free throw line a little bit.
Right, because he's a guy that if you feel down and say Max Strus isn't on his game again or say Caleb Martin can't find his rhythm again, like, he's a guy, okay, come on, like, shoot your shot, right? Be aggressive because he gives him a different spark. And let's go back to the bubble for a second. We know that Tyler Hero is edge. Like, there's a reason why people called him a walking bucket before. He's the edge factor, and I think that could be helpful for Miami.
Well, as long as Tyler Hero didn't wear that damn sweater he had on the other night.
Well, I'm mad Jack Harlow. You can't have a dude in the video and then not show up to the game and support the Miami Heat team. You can't be wearing a Boston Celtics jacket. Come on, Jack Harlow.
I mean,
Jay.
He's like you. Jay has all teams.
Jay, lock it in. Do the Nuggets win game two? Lock it in is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Do the Nuggets win game two?
Yes. I'm sticking with my sweep prediction.
I'm saying
I'm staying with it.
The Heat are going to steal game two on the road. They're going to steal game two.
I'm sticking with Jay.
It's going to be 1-1 heading back to Miami. Whole new series.
Okay.
Mark in St. Louis, you're on KJM.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Statistically, I just want to say this. First of all, I'm a Heat fan. And I know we've given Denver all kinds of love last night for their game, but I am so tired of watching guys double up on a man trying to make a two, leaving a man making three wide open. Denver got so many shots because Joker, all he had to do was pass an open man on the three-point line, and they made those shots. The easiest offensive play in the world is to pass the ball. Play Joker straight up. Make him make his two-point shots. Guard the three-point line and let those other guys get those open threes. Simple math. Matt, simple statistics. Make him play straight up.
So Mark,
if he works harder on offense, he may get tired by the end of the game.
Agreed.
But I'm going to play him straight up instead of giving open shots to guys at the three-point line.
So you got
that happened over and over again last night.
But, Mark, you got to give him different looks because also you have to avoid Bam getting in foul trouble. And that's what you're going to see a heavy doses of. If you don't go zone, if you try to stick with him man-to-man, they are going to make it a priority every time down the floor to throw Jokic the ball. You saw that. And that puts Bam in a very bad predicament because you need Bam on the floor. When Bam is aggressive offensively, that helps relieve the burden from Jimmy Butler to do that.
But I agree that there may not be a right way to beat the Nuggets because they're just too good for the Heat. Like, we'll see. Size mismatch, and they can do a lot of things. If I were the Heat, I think make Jokic beat you scoring the ball.
Okay.
I agree. Like, he might go for 15. He might beat you. But what he does special, like, there are guys who can take you down low, shoot from the outside. What he does special is orchestrate the offense and pass the ball.
I agree, but his scoring ability is special, too.
Yeah, no question. And Jamal Murray can also orchestrate your offense.
He just chooses to get everybody involved early, though. That don't mean he can't drop 50 points and they would still win.
No, I agree. I just think your odds are better with him dropping 50 and keeping him away from a triple-double than him getting 14 assists with the 27 points.
I mean, that's a great initial strategy to have on Jokic until one of your bigs gets in foul trouble.
Might not work. And by the way, he'll still find the open, man. He'll still have his dimes, right? All right, Heat fans, you've been awfully quiet today.
Where are the crickets at, Yates?
888-SAY-ESPN. You're leaving me alone out here on an island.
Nobody's calling in
today. I'm defending the Heat by myself.
Interesting. Nobody's calling in today.
The last couple of days, though, they really haven't.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Stacy,
Keyshawn.
That's typical, though, of Miami fans.
LC.
Some of the biggest front runners going.
And Max. That's coming up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. All right, Heat fans, here on ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Heat fans, you've been awfully quiet today. You got Jay and Key saying you're going to get swept.
Hey, Jay.
I'm still picking the Heat to win the series because I'm an idiot.
Have you ever heard this before, Jay? Why don't you do me a favor after you get out of training room? Come to my office and talk to me for a minute. I got
better get
Have
some bad news.
Have you heard that before, Jay?
Yeah, I heard that before as a New Jersey Net.
Hey, Jay. And when you're done,
hey, Key,
come see me.
You see one of the managers. I'm like, why is the manager over at my locker?
Yeah. Jay, come see me. Then you get in there, Jay, and they get to telling you, you know, you've done everything. You've done everything we asked.
You've done everything and more that we've asked.
You've done everything and more that we've asked. I mean, you look.
Like, oh, damn.
Tom loves you in the weight room. You're doing everything right. you're doing everything right. Everything and more. You know, you've done everything. I don't know where it's going to stand. It's out of my control. I like you. I think you could play the two. You know, at times when we go small, you can play the three. But it's out of my control.
Even this one, Key. And you're going to make it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to make it.
You are going to make it. Believe me, I've seen people not make it, and you're not that.
Yeah, you're not that.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go.
You're going to have to make it somewhere else.
Unfortunately, you got to make it
you're
somewhere
else.
You're
going to have to make your way out of the facility.
That's
the worst feeling of all time.
I've never had that conversation as a player, right? But I've had coaches come to me, Max, about guys. And I know what it is, right? You don't need to tell me because I already know. I know the words, you know, the – You know,
Key, how about
I like him.
How about, you know,
I like him.
Key, how about this as a player? Like, I've been cut and I've seen players get cut.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing worse, though, than when, like, you're not the one that gets cut, but you see the guy get cut walking out of the facility with all their stuff. And Key, they're giving you the look, too, like, he'd be like, it's going to be all right, man.
Yeah,
it's going to be all right.
I've been in tough situations.
It ain't funny, man.
In
it's
the
tough,
facility
man.
Where it didn't go well with a guy get cut. It didn't go so well, but the knock on the door early in the morning. I'm not laughing at that, but I'm just like, it's just wild. But the one though, Max, though, seriously, is when they're talking to you, it's almost like they're practicing
it's
what
so
they
bad.
Want to say to the next guy.
Yes.
You know when the Bulls, Jay.
Yo, God, I've seen it. I saw it.
You know, they come over to you and they, you know, we like him. He does everything.
We like him.
He does everything. He can play inside, outside. He's smart. You know, he doesn't play teams. He doesn't play teams, so I don't know.
He doesn't play teams. It's a numbers thing.
It's a numbers game, and you know how these things are, Key. We need
this roster spot. He doesn't play teams.
And look, I don't know if we're gonna what they're gonna do. It's not. I'm not the GM. I've had to tell him
this one too, Key. Just stay ready.
Yeah, stay ready.
Stay ready.
Stay ready. Your time is coming. Your opportunity is coming. You know.
You know, we may have a need.
That's one, Max.
That's one.
We may have a need. They love you. Look, Tom in the weight room, John.
Tom in the weight room
loves you.
Weight room.
You do everything. You're on time. You lift. You're one of our strongest guys. You're like, he's one of our strongest guys. What does that have to do with him playing football? You're like, no, true story. It's a true story. I told Todd Haley, you know, me and Todd Haley boys, and we were getting ready to do some cut down. He comes over. He got the puppy dog looking face. And I know he ain't talking to me because I just signed my deal, so I'm the least of – but I could tell what Todd was – he like, man, you know, I think we're only going to keep four. I'm like, Todd, man, y'all going to cut this dude. Now, I don't know that for sure. I I'm like, well, if you're going to keep four, me, Terry Glenn, Creighton.
You already know who it is.
You already know who the four are.
Copper. I said, man, oh, no, man, y'all going to cut this dude.
Have you ever had one go bad? Like, I had one go. I saw
That's
one
what I
that
said.
Went
I done,
bad.
I done had a couple go bad.
Like, where fights almost, like, broke out, where security had to remove people.
Dude, I done had bad. Jay. I had one in New York with the Jets. Guy named Demetrius DeBose, rest in peace. Several years later, he had an incident in San Diego that didn't go the way it needed to go for him. And they cut him doing training camp. And I ain't smiling, laughing, Jay. But you know me, first thing I said, you know, I'm goofy. I'm like, oh, I was cool with him. I'm going to be good.
I'm going to be good regardless. He likes me.
Oh, he likes me. Oh, he was, man. They had to get the security and everything to get him right.
Messing with people's money, and they got, you know, you say grown-ass, men with kids and beards and baby seats.
I didn't mean to hijack the segment, but I was just thinking about guys, I mean, you know, situations where the coaches come to you and have that soft conversation, whether it's you or they're talking about somebody that you know that's close to you. And you know,
when it starts with "we like them," it's a problem.
Oh, we like them.
We like them.
Oh, we like you.
Yeah,
we like you. And the weight room, the way he does everything right.
In the weight room,
Tom in the weight room.
Yeah, John likes you. He's, you know,
strength and condition trainer. Yeah,
yeah, he likes you. He does everything right.
Don't play teams, and it's a
and another one that they come with. Everybody in the building loves him. Everybody in the building loves him. He does everything the right way.
And then, Key, when it goes to that pause, and unfortunately, we're gonna have to let you go.
I think we're gonna go in another direction.
Another direction.
Yeah.
Let's slip a Heat fan in here who has something to say to you guys. Taurus in D.C.
Their Heat fans are still out there.
Yeah. Oh. How y'all doing?
What's up, T?
What's going on with y'all?
I just had to say
a few words about the living for the moment type situation where y'all try everybody. Like, I mean, Joker got skills. Believe me, he's nice. But now everybody just forget about who Giannis is. If you put Giannis on the court one-on-one against Joker, Giannis would completely dog Joker.
It's not one-on-one game, though.
And then it's the loose. We're not even one-on-one. 5-on-5, 10-on-10, whatever it is.
Jimmy Butler went right through the Bucks.
T, I am so disappointed in you. I am so disappointed in you. Are you a Miami Heat fan?
Why you? Yeah, of course I'm a Miami Heat
fan. And you don't call up here and not defend your squad, but try to change the conversation about Giannis?
Yeah, I want to get
you're not
to
even
going
to defend.
You
no,
let me get to
no,
that.
You get
you
to that right
to
off
that
the top,
point.
T.
Let me get to that point.
You got to get there right off the top.
With the Miami situation, you know what you got? All you got to do, we got a dude on the bench from Georgetown named O'Meara, that's 6'10". You got to throw bodies at him. That thing with him coming back with his hand being all right, that's not the solution. The solution is getting Joker about the way. You got to throw bodies at Joker.
There is no solution to the Joker on offense.
Put another one in there.
That's the problem. There's no solution to the Joker on offense. You might exploit him on the defensive side, but what are you going to do on offense? Just pick your poison.
Man,
you're like Giannis. You can wall off. You can try to do something. There's nothing you can do with Joker.
We throwing in guys off the bench who never play now. That's what the strategy is. Stop.
He made it about Giannis right away.
He was like, Giannis. I'm like, oh, that's
how'd that happen?
That's not a real Miami Heat fan. Defend your squad.
Yo, one-on-one, Giannis. He's like, yeah, I know Joker's good and everything, but yo,
Giannis,
do you know what Patrick Mahomes would do?
What? He ain't playing Giannis. He's playing Bam. He's playing Jimmy. Where are the real Miami Heat fans
at? I mean,
at?
He's good, but if Micah Parsons, come on, man, he could never get away from Parsons. What are we talking about here? Jay, which player will be in the game, within the zone in game two? Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. Which player will be in the zone in game two?
I'm going to say Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray. You're kind of in the zone in game one. Dude kind of lives in the zone in the playoffs. That's his zone.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, Heat fans, we asked you how you're feeling. We got Paulie in studio with us right now.
Yo, what's going on?
That's not a Heat fan.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Nah, no way with the Heat. They took my Knicks out. That's it. I'm not happy about it.
So you're rooting for anyone who's playing the Heat now?
Nuggets in four. Let's go. I'm with Jay. Get that broom out.
What's up, Paul?
Let's get rid of him. What are we doing, Keyshawn? What are you doing over here? When are you coming back to Brooklyn?
Soon, buddy, soon.
All right. We're going to go to San Gennaro Feast, me and you this year. Come on.
I like that. What is my name, no Skip problem. Bayless?
Hey, yeah, you're coming. You're coming anyway. I'm saying when he comes, we'll make it a special occasion.
I know I'm alone
now
these days, but I would like to have partners.
All four of us down at the San Gennaro Feast. Why not? It'll be a good time.
San Gennaro Feast.
All sorts
year.
Of pepper hero.
Do me a big favor and Max a big favor. Settle the spaghetti debate real quick.
All right, real quick, spaghetti debate. You cook the pasta separate, and you cook the sauce separate. You put them on top of each other at the end.
Right.
But also, what are you putting in the sauce? That's the question. I mean, if you're cooking them together in one thing, I mean, it's like SpaghettiOs. It's coming out of a can.
Yeah.
It's all together. It's something, you know, if you're a freshman in college, you're like, yeah, we'll do some spaghetti and pasta at the same time.
You just call Pacastello a freshman in college.
No, also, real quick, what's your nationality?
I'm Italian, full Italian.
Okay, never mind.
If not,
we're
down half Sicilian. What do you want?
Enough said.
Do you put butter in the pasta?
You want my 23andMe?
Do you put butter in the pasta?
Butter in the pasta. You don't have to. Not if you're putting sauce on the thing.
Right.
Oh, I mean, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, if you're throwing maybe just cheese, you're eating it out. Aioia, just a little bit of olive oil.
Yeah,
olive
oil, will fry up a little garlic.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
You put American cheese on the pasta?
No, American cheese. Really?
I'm asking for my friend Pat.
If you're buying,
if you're buying grated cheese in the aisle, it's not grated cheese. It's got to be coming from a refrigerated
Parmigiano.
Section.
Yeah. Parmigiano.
It's got to be cold. It's got to be refrigerated. You can't just go down the aisle four.
What about the little I do like when they have the Parmigiano Romano mix, though, in the same thing. So that way you don't have to grate them both.
But,
you know what I mean?
But
it's got to come from the fresh freezer. It cannot come from just the aisle,
right.
The inner aisle of the store.
The inner
but then
aisle.
How Yuck. About, no, wait a second. Do you put any meat in the sauce? The meat in the sauce is the key to this.
Because,
I mean, you know, it adds
hot
such
sausage,
a different flavor.
You mince it up.
There you go.
You like hot sausage?
And the meatballs. You cook your meatballs in the sauce, though. That's totally fine. You could cook meatballs in the sauce.
Or, Paul, if you're cooking for just for yourself, I can understand that as the guy who called in who's a chef, you make it al dante, then you put it in al dante, then you put it in the finish it for the last few minutes in the sauce, right?
If you cook it for yourself, you got ramen noodles all together. You throw it in at 30 seconds. Might as well. Yeah, correct. But otherwise, if you want to make people coming over, you're going to have a nice little holiday dinner. You got 10 people sitting at the table. You got to do it right.
Right.
Yeah. And you put the meat. You put the meatballs. Now, the meatballs, you got to have, three meats in there. You got yourself your pork, your beef.
You got to have three meats.
And your veal.
Don't put too much onions in the sauce.
No, not too much onions. A little bit of garlic. Right.
Too much onions.
So, Paul, one last time before we let you get back to work.
Yeah.
What's your nationality?
I'm Italian.
Okay.
Full Italian.
All right.
Full
Italian. Enough said, man. Thank you for
the most
your presence.
Person
we
on this
we
show.
Really appreciate it.
Full Italian. Are you saying that because Pat Costello's last name is Costello and you're suggesting that he is not a full, but you're full?
Who's full now? Wait, I'm
not Italian at all.
Well, your last name is Costello. You got to figure at some point.
I'm not Italian at all. Together.
Who's on
the
first?
The guy who's Italian is telling you how to cook the pasta. There's
please.
No
yeah.
need.
Can we stop?
It's like arguing with an athlete,
listen,
Max.
Yeah, me and every chef are all a bunch of morons.
Cool. I'm doing my own show over here.
Back to meatballs.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm myself.
Do you order meatballs in a restaurant? I want to know.
Sure.
Sometimes I might.
No.
What?
Don't order. Stop ordering meatballs in a restaurant.
Why?
They're only homemade. You only got to order the meatballs.
Yeah, but if you go to a good
homemade
restaurant,
homemade
it's like a homemade
meatballs?
Meatball.
You know how many hours it takes to cook a meatball?
Long.
When's the last time
the
restaurant, what do you think, they're popping that in the oven as soon as you order it and it's coming out in 30 minutes?
That
thing's
anywhere.
Been sitting there for days. Don't order meatballs in restaurants. They're sitting there for weeks, baby. How are you going to know?
Delicious.
Just telling you.
Delicious.
Make them at home.
Oh,
I'd take you to an Italian restaurant with meatballs.
All right, we're going.
Stop it.
We're going.
All right. Paulie, ladies and gentlemen.
Also, thank you a lot. And one of the things that needs to happen to the Miami Heat, Jay, they need to recover in Denver. And maybe you start off with a little bit of pasta in the system.
Little carbs,
little carb ups. The recovery process, Jay, though, when you think about the altitude and the way that things have been going for them, and we talked about it earlier, right, getting in these hot tubs and cold and figuring out, they went and found the picture, Jay.
What is this? But what are you staring at?
That's my razor.
Why is his shirt rolled up in the back? What
is that? Wayne Krabet? Who is that?
No, that's when I was with the Panthers. I don't know who that. That's probably
whose back is that?
Is that a kicker?
Key, you might be able to identify that back, lower back. Whose back is that?
That's my Razor mobile phone. Remember, I had the little. Remember, we used to have a little Razor flip phone. That's what I'm holding on to.
Why are you taking pictures of that man's back?
Oh, God, stop. Grow up.
It's a camera
phone. I'm looking at probably some text or something after practice. But that's
you know what the text says? Meet me in the cold tub.
Can you take that?
Above the ground pool.
Yeah, right. But can you take that ice, Max? Can you sit in that?
I don't think so. No.
You see how relaxed I am?
Yeah. No. Yeah, no, that it looks cool with the ice in there and everything. Yeah, it looks cold.
This whole segment, I'm gonna get kicked off the show. Stacy, are you
Stacy?
There? Stacy,
how you feeling, Stacy?
Hi.
I'm feeling okay. We're going to get us one. Don't worry about us heat stands, okay?
You don't get Jimmy y'all only Butler one. Y'all need four, Stacy. Y'all need four. Not one, four.
But we're going to win the first one. We're going one game at a time. We're going to win the next game on Sunday, Coach, and then Stacy, they're going to come to our hometown, and we're going to do what we do, okay? So don't worry about the Heat fans. We'll be all right. We are okay. We're going to disappoint just like we did in every other round. We're going to disappoint the other team's fans. So don't worry about Miami Heat fans. We are okay.
Stacy, where have you been over the last couple of days? We haven't heard from you. We started to get worried.
Well, see, we're going to do what I had to do to my dog. You know, we had to take the... So that's what we're going to do to Denver on Sunday, okay? And then, Jay Will, you can comfort them like I'm comforting my dog. That's what I'm
don't
doing.
Don't do that to the dogs. Oh,
poor dog. Oh, poor dog.
Poor guy. Poor and guy. And out here just trying to hold on.
More coverage of the Nuggets tomorrow, or on Monday, I should say.
He can't even cover my old guy's Nuggets
anymore. More coverage of the Nuggets on Monday.
He has no more. Poor guy. Poor guy. Going down there to search to get a little lick.
Her team is trying to take out the Nuggets. That's true.
Her team took out the Nuggets. That's the problem. I can't believe she's Stacy.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, Greeny is coming up. We will see you Monday morning.
Poor dog needs to get some of that
ice out the 6 a.m. Eastern.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.